under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue, the discussion on Let's Face the Issues. We have designed this program around you, our listener. It's a Q&A format. That simply means we set the stage, we ask the questions, invite you to call in, give your dialogue and discussion, your impression, your opinions on the issues of the day. And may I remind you that as we face the issues, we do so, not just, how can I use the term, willy-nilly, not just willy-nilly, or in a, a harum-scarum, if you can use that term, way, but we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. I believe God would have Christians, conservatives, and patriots, if we're concerned about our nation, if we're concerned about the direction we're going in, if we're concerned about the future of America, if we're concerned about the morals, ethics, and values in our nation, if we're concerned about the future of the liberties and the freedoms that we have in our Bill of Rights, if we're concerned about those, and every Christian, conservative, and patriot ought to be, and especially from a Christian standpoint, we ought to be vitally concerned about the trajectory, the direction that our nation is taking. I believe God would have us to pray for our nation, pray for those that are in authority over us, pray for the direction that we're going in, and ask God to intervene. I believe it's time that we as Christians in America, we as conservatives in the greatest nation on the face of the globe, I believe it's time that we recognize the imploding condition of our nation and that we pray, turn from our wicked ways, the Scripture says, 2 Chronicles 7:14, seek God's face and ask Him to heal our land. We're talking about today, should Joe Biden be impeached? Should Joe Biden be impeached? Now, listen very carefully. There are a lot of Christians that say, well, we're not supposed to get involved in politics. Multitudes of churches and church leaders, pastors, refuse to take a stand on issues like this. Most pastors today still believe the old misnomer that Christians ought not to get involved in, quote, dirty politics. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, let me set the stage once again if you've not heard this broadcast before. God created three institutions. He created the home, He created government, and He created the church, and in that order. And everything from Genesis 1:1 through the Revelation 22 text, everything that involves civil government, theology, Bible doctrines, the church, anything that involves anything that would be called social issues, you can find from cover to cover in the Bible. And it's literally a central biblicist worldview that must be had as we look at these issues. We need to look at it and through the prism of the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? As we face the issues each and every day, it's not based on political rhetoric. We do not base it on denominational dogma. We do not base it on some philosophical rhetoric. We do not base our position, our thoughts, and our presentation on just some out of the thin air philosophy or feeling. We base it on the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God's Word sets the standard. God's Word is the benchmark. God's Word is the final authority. Not what Democrats might think, or the socialist Marxists might think, or what Republicans may say or do. You don't find that philosophy in the feeling in the scripture. As we look at the scripture, we go back to the truth book. In John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further in John 17, 17, the Lord Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God that makes the difference. And God's word, according to Psalms 17, 117 and verse 2, the truth of the Lord endures forever. So it's not something that's here today and gone tomorrow. Truth is not something that dissipates or is some way bifurcated and you can have your own truth. There's some today that think that. In fact, the millennials, ages 18 to 35-year-old age group, the millennials say this: each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's simply not so at all. It goes back to George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. His statements ring so true, if I can use that term. He said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be factual today. You can go into the political arena. You can go into the theological, doctrinal, biblical arena. You can go into anything that's dealing with life and living and issues in life. And if you stand for truth, there'll be those that will mock, ridicule, reject, and demean you for that. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement. He says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." And I believe that is a challenge for today, not just yesteryear, not just in the days and the era of the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. In fact, Jan Hus, while being burned at the stake, screamed out, "Truth shall prevail." And ladies and gentlemen, may I tell you, when it comes to the Biden issue, the Biden family cabal, the Biden crime family, when it comes to what they have done, I believe truth shall prevail. There may be lying and deception now. They may have been lying and deception for the past 50 years with the Biden family cabal. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe truth shall prevail. And I believe personally, if I can interject this at this juncture, I believe that with what is taking place now, with the inquiry in relationship to impeachment process, I believe that will reveal some facts that many have not known. I believe we'll find the truth. Now, perhaps I'm putting too much confidence in the investigatory process, but I believe that is potential, and I am for delving into trying to find the truth. Listen, let me just say this at this point. If there was the feeling that we need to delve into Trump's background, we need to investigate all of his telephone calls, we need to look at his financial records, we need to look at his income tax reports, his financial documents, we need to look at every phone call that he made, every visit that he made, everything that he did, and flyspeck it. There was an old term, and I don't even know if any of you listening today have heard it before. My mother used the term, "What's good enough for the goose is good enough for the gander." I just that has stuck with me for less than 100 years. And if that investigatory process was good enough for Trump, it should be good enough for Biden. Biden is the one that orchestrated everything that's taken place with Trump. Right out of the Oval Office, Joe Biden has been the one that's the mover and the shaker, giving authorization to the FBI, to the CIA, to the DOJ, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, for every move they've made in the attempt to undermine, tear down, and destroy Donald Trump's ability to run for re-election in the 2024 election campaign. It is Joe Biden and his handlers, by the way, Joe Biden, as you know, and I know, is just the puppet. It's Joe Biden and his handlers that's orchestrated, carried out, pulling the strings, and making happen all that we see taking place with the four indictments, 91 some odd charges against President Trump, trying to disqualify him to be the candidate for 2024 election. And may I just, at this point, it comes to mind, I've said for over 2 years that Joe Biden will not be on the ballot for 2024 election. And I still stand by that. And I'm just now finding that multitudes of the conservative talking heads are saying almost the same thing. But when you hear that, put it in your mind. I said it first. I've been saying that for over 2 years, and I still believe that to be true. I don't know exactly the process that'll take place. I've suggested several potential scenarios that I believe would carry it out. But keep in mind, I believe that's on the fast track today. When you find some 68% of the Democrats behind the scene do not want Joe Biden to run for president in 2024. Mega numbers of those behind the scenes are saying that, but nobody wants to talk about it. In fact, just recently, Nancy Pelosi and others, when asked about Kamala Harris being the presidential candidate, they skipped around it. They tiptoed around it. They refused to answer the question. In fact, the one person on one article said that they, broke the knees of, crippled Kamala Harris with what they did not say, rather than what they did say in relationship to her qualifications to be president. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark. There's an identifier that'll help you to find Tools for Time. It's a 165-foot flagpole. And on top of that flagpole, at the top of the flagpole, you'll find the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, ordered environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. You're invited, ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. Should Joe Biden be impeached? Should the impeachment inquiry go beyond just the inquiry? I'm looking at Proverbs in the scripture, Proverbs chapter 29. Verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear through, the people mourn. And ladies and gentlemen, I found that to be factual today. I find it to be factual that we are in a what I call a mourning state in relationship to our nation. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34 says, righteousness, that is rightness before God, exalteth, that means to lift up, to glorify, to honor a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And ladies and gentlemen, we're in a state of declension that I've not seen in my lifetime, and I'm still less than 100 years old. And I believe that what we see taking place today is bringing about chaos and confusion on a massive scale in our nation. And all of the nations and national leaders are watching America. They're looking at the weakness that we are being seen as day by day by day. I believe the liberal media, ladies and gentlemen, not talking about the real facts of Joe Biden and what I call the Biden family grifting, that's G-R-I-F-T-I-N-G, grifting over the past 50 years. I believe, in fact, we are told by the Communist Network News that there's no real evidence. Hear me. Listen. The Communist Network News, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, et cetera, combined. I simply call them the Communist Network News. They're saying there's no real evidence that Joe Biden has done anything wrong. For quite some time, the talking head called the press secretary for the White House would say that the president has no knowledge of his son's business dealings, no knowledge of his. And now all of a sudden there's a transition in the conversation, if you've noticed it, says the president's had no dealings with his son's business dealings. That it's transferred from he has no knowledge of it to now trying to say, as we've always said, the president has had no business dealings with his son and his son's business. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe the investigatory committee of the U.S. House of Representatives says there is abundance of evidence of bribery, political payoffs, and all kinds of business dealings behind the scenes orchestrated, carried out by Hunter Biden and with connections to Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, the entire Biden family, I believe, has been involved for many, many, many years in selling America. In fact, I believe the evidence so far that they have garnered will show that millions, hundreds, if not hundreds of millions, millions upon millions of dollars been paid into the Biden family cabal coffers, ladies and gentlemen, yet they say Joe Biden is innocent. So my question is today to you, our listeners, should the U.S. House of Representatives proceed with the impeachment inquiry? I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question to comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Good to talk with you. I hadn't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I've been a little busy with life and work. I am going to be honest with you. I am completely, on the fence about this. Now, hear me out. I want the House of Representatives to disclose factual evidence of all the wrongdoings of the Biden crime family. That is 100% sure. Mm-hmm. Now, here's where I'm on the fence about it. There's three reasons why. The first reason is I don't think it's going to happen because the Senate is a majority and they're not going to get 2/3 in there. Second reason is the media. They're just going to howl and howl and howl about how the Republicans are trying to railroad poor old Joe. And the third reason is do we really want Kamala Harris as a vice president? I mean, this is the same woman that, and I'm going to quote her exact words, Russia is a big country in the Ukraine, in Europe, and Ukraine is a little country in Europe, and the bigger country is attacking this. Really, do we need a third grade teacher for commander in chief?
Jim, I believe you're right on target. In fact, I'm tracking with you 100% in what you're saying. There's a slight differentiation that I would take on that. In fact, you've listened to the broadcast long enough down through the years. You realize that I've said for many times on the air that I believe that Joe Biden will not be on the ballot for 2024. I don't know how it will happen, but for the past 2 years, I've said that I believe Joe Biden and the Biden cabal will find some way to give a cushy position to Kamala Harris so that she'll be out of the VP's office. They will appoint a VP. Joe Biden will then drop out. That VP will become that appointed VP will become the candidate for 2024. I've said for 2 years now plus that Joe Biden will not be on the ballot as the candidate on the Democratic ticket for 2024. And I believe that's exactly what we see being set up today, because the majority of the Democrats do not want Joe Biden to run, and yet they do not want Kamala Harris as the president. And I'm in agreement with the Democrats on that one thing. America does not need Kamala Harris as president. So, Jim, you're exactly right, and I am delighted that we have some potential seeing of the daylight. But you're right. I believe that we can do all that can be done in the U.S. House of Representatives. We've got some good men and women in the House. And as a result of that, I believe they're going to make the right decision. But at the same time, as you said, it's got to then go to the Senate. And the Senate will not, with the present makeup of the Senate, will not vote to impeach Joe Biden. So I believe the time frame will escalate to the point where we're looking at the 2024 candidacy, who's on the ballot, and I believe we're going to find almost simultaneous with the decision by the Senate at that point in time, in my opinion, And I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, as the little book of Amos says, but I believe that's the transition that we're going to see take place. But Jim, hang in there. Keep listening. We're about to interview
a
person.
Can I make one more point, sir?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, with the two-thirds on the Senate there, the Senate is supposed to adjudicate the facts as they're presented to them there. The thing is everybody that's got some common sense in their head there knows this man's guilty. There's no doubt about it. He's committed crimes. You know, so when they start to adjudicate this process in the Senate there, you know that these senators are going to see the same evidence that they're going to present on the House and present to the people of the United States of America there, and yet they're still not going to vote in the manner that they should. So to me, that's just it's a double-edged sword that just shows the hypocrisy of the system itself, that party becomes above the governed when it should be the other way around.
You're exactly right. It's a matter it is a political football with multitudes of them, rather than looking at what's best for America, what is the best process for the protection of our constitutional republic. Many of them look at it, and you've heard me say before on this broadcast, you have the socialist on the left, and that's what they are, socialist Marxist Communist Party called the Democrats. You have them on the left, and they are willing to incinerate, burn, destroy America if they can rule over the ashes. That's the mindset that I see taking place in Washington. They're blinded by their own deceit. But, Jim, hang in there. Listen to the balance of the broadcast and call back in if you feel you want to, necessary, because we're about to interview one of the congressmen out of D.C. That represents us. We're going to ask him a few questions. Perhaps you'd have a question for him. But thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, sir.
I believe we have Congressman Aaron Bean on the line with us. I'm delighted to have you with us today, Congressman. It's a delight to have you. And perhaps some of those that are listening have never met you. I want to tell our listeners something about you. We've had the pleasure, the joy, and the benefit of having you serve in the U.S. House of Representatives in the state of Florida for 8 years and some 10 years in the Senate. Prior to that, as the mayor administrator for the Fernandina Beach, and now serving us as District 4 representative in Washington. So, Congressman Aaron Bean, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Dr. Youngblood, a very good morning to you and good morning to all your listeners. I was just listening in and want to talk about that impeachment if we have time to talk about the impeachment. We launched the impeachment inquiry yesterday in the United States House of Representatives. I want to comment on it, but delight for you. I just thank you for being a beacon of hope on your show. And it's lively. I've enjoyed listening the callers interact. So let's talk about an impeachment inquiry. Your previous caller says, oh, it's over. We got all the evidence we need, but we've heard the jury, and even, of course, the jury in this case, as you've already said, it's the United States Senate, which right now would be a 51-49 vote not to go forward. It would be strictly partisan lines. But we've even heard Republican members of the jury say there's not enough evidence. There's not that clear evidence of that money going to in the pocket of Joe Biden. It's gone to his family. We've got 20 shell companies we've discovered. We've got over 5,400 secret emails, the same emails where our president has said, I've never talked to my son about a business, but we got 5,400 secret emails where he's done just that. So this impeachment inquiry that started yesterday is going to challenge three different committees to go straight towards the high crime and misdemeanors that according to our United States Constitution, that is an impeachable offense. And it turns out that also taking money from a foreign government, including the Communist Chinese Party, Ukraine, Russia, turns out that that is indeed a high crime and misdemeanor. So just know your listeners got to know this. We're still getting bank records. We're still getting additional evidence, but the administration fights everything. Every subpoena is challenged, is fought, is countered. And so we still have work to do. It's not as clear cut yet, but we're headed in that direction.
Well, Congress, I keep trying to call you Senator, and I forget. So if I do that, forgive me, because I've known you as Senator for so long. But again, thank you so much for your service in the state of Florida. Thank you for your service now representing us in District 4 in D.C. in the U.S. House of Representatives. Before we go further, I need to ask you a couple of questions that I think is pertinent. How are you doing? How are you getting settled in all right in D.C.? Are you finding it to be better or worse than you thought? Living there in the Beltway, what are your thoughts about it, and how is the family doing?
First of all, it's the honor of a lifetime, Dr. Youngblood. I get goosebumps every time I'm on the street in Washington or walking towards the Capitol, and I see that dome. That dome will give you hope. That's the, you know, the it just the it embodies the principles of life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, everything that's American. And they say when that stops giving you goosebumps, it's time to go home. But right now, I got full throttle goosebumps every time I see it. I want to salute Mrs. Bean because I slept on my couch for the first month and a half up there. But Mrs. Bean found a little tiny apartment just a few blocks away. It's extremely expensive, a few blocks away from the Capitol. So at least I'm not sleeping on the couch anymore. It is big. It is fast. It is dysfunctional. There's not a lot of agreement. And even though we as the majority party in the House, you know, it's just a split government. And we have, I tell everybody, again, Rush Limbaugh used to say, let's go to Realville. Realville is, it's a split government. It's a razor thin majority. We have just five additional votes. But all Republicans are not the same. And we've got over almost 20 Republicans that won in heavy Biden districts, and they're not the same type of Republican that I nor you, Dr. Youngblood, or any of your listeners. So it's just we have to deal with that. And it's every vote is just razor thin, razor thin. It's on the it's just not the super red wave that we thought was going to happen. But I believe we're making progress, and I do want to leave your listeners with hope. But for the majority, we would never know these things about Biden, because if the Democrats had been in charge, all of this would have been swept under a rug and we would never know about it.
Do you believe at this point, Congressman, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Congressman Representative for District 4 in the U.S. House of Representatives, Congressman Aaron Bean. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. You'd like to ask our congressman a question about the impeachment process, the impeachment introduction that's just taken place in the U.S. House, feel free to do so. 904-831-0917. Congressman Bean, perhaps this was in the blanket statement that you made at the opening statement just a moment ago, but do you have the impression, your impression, with what you have seen, with what you have heard, what's coming out of our committees that's investigated, is it your impression that Joe Biden did, in fact, have business dealings with Hunter Biden and his foreign business connections of collecting money? And in that, this is an elongated question, but in that receiving payoffs, as I would call it, or money, could that be considered as, if in fact it is proven, if in fact there's the real evidentiary connection, could we call that treason?
It's a great question. I want to go back. It's just an impeachment inquiry that was launched yesterday. That
Correct.
Just directs the committee to go forward with. What we're dealing with, too, is this. They knew purposely, I believe, the Biden family purposely designed a web of conceit, a web of lies that would purposely hide with 20 shell companies with fake emails. And I did speak to Congressman Comer, who is leading the charge from the oversight committee. They've got over 60. Who has 60 different bank accounts? The Biden family does. The Biden family has over 60 accounts, and they do multiple transfers. So to put it together, there's going to be big crimes, and eventually it will. It's going to come out. We're going to continue to fight, and I just appreciate you, Dr. Youngblood, and your listeners standing by. I know it's frustrating because everybody wants justice right now.
Congressman Bean, I hate to ask you to do this. We're going to have a top of the hour news break for 1 minute. Could you hold on and let's wrap up just after the news?
Yes, sir.
This,
ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. We'll be right back right after the news.
Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. For the first time ever, the United Auto Workers Union is striking all of Detroit's big three automakers at the same time. A limited job action so far, three assembly plants are affected, impacting the production of pickups as well as SUVs. A federal grand jury has indicted Hunter Biden, accused of lying about his drug use when he purchased a firearm in October of 2018. That was a period when he has acknowledged that he was using crack cocaine. Hurricane Lee continues moving to the north, way out in the Atlantic, prompting tropical storm warnings for Massachusetts and Maine, part of Maine also under a hurricane watch. The death toll from the flooding in eastern Libya is now over 11,000, while 10,000 people are still listed as missing following the floods. On Wall Street, the Dow down 117 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University has been training God's servants since 1982. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview today. Please leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. Courses can be taken on campus, online, or distant personalized education. Partial scholarships are available. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info today for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, should Biden be impeached? The impeachment inquiry was started just yesterday, and just before the news break, we had on the line with us U.S. House of Representatives District 4, Aaron Bean, Congressman Bean. I think we've lost the connection. I pray that he'll dial back in so that we can finish that dialogue and discussion for just a moment. But it is left to you, our listeners, 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Do you believe there's enough evidence that Joe Biden had business dealings with his son, Hunter Biden, and the Biden family cabal? Do you believe there's enough empirical evidence that would, even after the inquiry, impeachment inquiry, that would cause an impeachment process to take place? I am kind of the opinion that if it was good enough, impeachment was good enough for Trump, it's good enough for Biden. I'm looking at a headline, Trump impeachment, the Ukraine story unfolded. President Trump is accused of withholding nearly $400 million in congressional approval, approved military aid to order pressure in order to pressure Ukraine's new president, Zelensky, into launching an inquiry into the 2020 Democratic rival Joe Biden and Mr. Biden's son. This article reads, further it says, Mr. Trump called to offer support and arrange a meeting, but the president, according to the testimony, says he is skeptical that Ukraine is serious about tracking corruption and directs the Ukrainians to talk to his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Further, the article states, Mr. Trump and Mr. Zelensky spoke by phone and a call that became central to the inquiry. In a rough transcript released by the White House, the U.S. president asked his counterpart, that's talking about Zelensky, to look into, quote, Mr. Biden and his son Hunter, who was a board member of the Ukrainian gas company. Mr. Trump asked about investigations into the Bidens in his phone call as it was overheard by a staff member, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, President Donald J. Trump went through the impeachment process in the U.S. House because of an honest, legal telephone conversation with Zelensky. Simply, and Zelensky, by the way, came out of a background of, as a comedian. He was a, if you please, puppet president that was put there in part by George Soros and his money. He was elected as president of the Ukraine in 2019. And there has been a major question as to the validity of Zelensky. But at the same time, we understand that Joe Biden had already been having major communication through handlers with Zelensky in Ukraine. And personally, my opinion is that Ukraine was simply the money laundering washing machine headquarters for Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal and the 20 some odd companies, LLCs, limited liability corporations, they'd set up to do the transition of funds from one company to the next company to the next company and filter it out through so many transfers that it could not be traced. In fact, they have bragged about the fact in some of the material that's been brought to the surface that there's enough transfers that it would take 10 years for anybody to unfurl it, to uncover it, and to disconnect it and find out the connectivities of the Bidens at all. And as Congressman Bean said just a moment ago, they've discovered some 5,400, that's 5,400, secret emails where Joe Biden had with his son and his son's dealings with corruption around the globe, but he was using pseudonyms. I've forgotten. I think there's about four or five different pseudonyms that President, then Vice President and then President Joe Biden used to cover his tracks so that it could not be traced. Now, here's the problem that I see. That, by the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. If you've got questions or comments, your impressions, do you think Joe Biden should be impeached? You think it should go beyond just the impeachment inquiry and into a real impeachment process? If that is done, on what basis would you impeach or try to impeach Joe Biden? On that basis, do you feel the Senate would vote to impeach Joe Biden? It's a 49-51 control by the socialist Marxist Democrats in the U.S. Senate today. Do you think there'd be the possibility of passing impeachment? My point is, my position is, if President Donald J. Trump could go through the impeachment process, not just an impeachment inquiry, but being fully impeached at, by a vote of the U.S. House of Representatives, if that's good enough for just as a result of the telephone call with Zelensky, and then being accused of trying to withhold $400 million worth of money, and it was not so. I've watched the whole thing unfurl as this has happened, and the time frame is simply not true, where they claimed that it was President Trump that withheld the $400 million in assistance to the Ukraine until after he got conclusive responses from Zelensky, and that was not so at all. They have mismatched the time frame. But nevertheless, that was the principle or the process by which he was impeached. So the question is for you to respond to, should Joe Biden be impeached? Was Joe Biden involved in taking bribes and payoffs from foreign entities, the Communist Chinese Party, Vladimir Putin, and others? Is he guilty, or is it just something that seems to make it look guilty because of the connection with the family? Do you believe that some 20, 30, 40, 50, even as much as perhaps $100 million was transferred? If that is the case, based on our Constitution, do you believe that Joe Biden has committed a crime that would be considered treason? Has he committed treason? Has he sold America out to the point that there's no return? Is it possible that Joe Biden is being accused improperly? Is it possible we're just overlooking all of the good things that Joe Biden's done? What are some of the things that Biden's done? Well, I had on one occasion a number of months ago, I was talking about all the things, that the list of accomplishments of Joe Biden. Had one person called in and said, well, I don't think he's accomplished anything. I said, sir, if you listen to the broadcast, that's the whole point that I'm making. And as I reiterate some of that, even at this juncture, Biden, for example, has opened our borders. We have no sovereignty in America. As a result of what Joe Biden has done, we have between 7 and 8 million illegals that's been dispersed all across America, between 7 and 8 million. Now, they're saying 2 to 5 million, but I have read enough articles. I've looked at enough information. I believe legitimately the number is between 7 and 8 million. And I believe what we're doing, because the 7 or 8 million coming in, they're now just being bused to cities in Arizona and border states and dumped out on the streets by the hundreds. And I watched a early morning broadcast this morning where some of those were dumped out on the streets in Arizona. And right there, some of the border cities. And three buses, each one with 100 to 150 people on it. All of them unloaded, just dumped out in the middle of the city. And one of them asked one of the Border Patrol agents, will there be anything to keep me from going to Chicago? The Border Patrol agent told him, you're free. You can go wherever you want to in America. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has accomplished that for us. Each of these illegals coming in, they're given a telephone. They have free medical assistance. They have their kids can be put into public schools with free educational system. They're not required to get a vaccine, not required to wear a mask, as citizens in America were forced to wear a mask, forced to get a vaccine just a few months back. These are not forced to do anything. They're provided with food, clothing, and shelter, medical assistance, and education. And ladies and gentlemen, the push now by all of the blue cities and the blue states in America, that's talking about the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, the Communist Democratic Party leadership, the blue states, they're pushing for the federal government to allow these people to have work permits so they can all work in America wherever they land, wherever they are. It's going to destroy the fundamentals of our economic system. Joe Biden has accomplished that. He has forced the LGBTQ agenda in our schools, in our military, our medical associations, even the some Christian organizations being forced to embrace the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. He's just about destroyed our economic base. We're looking at high inflation, and Joe Biden is claiming with the Bidenomics that he's done more to help the economy than any other president. Ladies and gentlemen, he's done more to help destroy the economy than all the other presidents put together. We had a good economic basis. We had a low-end unemployment. We had a wonderful power position relationship with other nations under Donald J. Trump. All of that's been eviscerated, undermined, and destroyed under the leadership of Joe Biden. He's almost destroyed our entire economic base. Biden has pushed for the green, climate change green. And as a result of that, he's forced prices to skyrocket in America today on energy and other fields that's being destroyed because of the green energy approach they're pushing. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I have a question that requires a yes or no answer, a simple question. I do not want to hear what the courts might say or what the GOP might say or not say. My question to Senator Beam is, do you, Senator Beam, personally, believe that the 2020 election was stolen? Yes or no? Period.
That's a good question. I wish we still had Senator Beam, Congressman Beam, on the line. We lost our connection, but that's a great question, and I believe that it would be worthy of being asked to all of our Republican leaders, because quite frankly, Derby, I've not seen many, if any, are the Republicans that's willing or has a backbone or a spine to stand up and say, yes, I believe there's a problem with the 2020 election. I believe that, maybe I'm talking too broadly, but I believe most of them feel that if I take that position, it'll be a smirch on my reputation and I might lose a couple of votes. I believe, Derby, and I don't know your position, but my position is I believe it's time we get very frank with the general public as to what our position is on the 2020 election. If we believe that there was nothing done that was wrong, if we believe there was no fraud, if we believe that the 2020 election was legitimate, if we believe that Joe Biden is a legitimate president, we have just destroyed, my opinion, all hope for a legal election in 2024.
Well, I'm really disappointed that I missed Senator Dean by a couple of minutes, because that was my main reason, my main question. And I would ask that of anybody, as you say, whether it's local, state, or federal. Do you believe personally, yes or no? And most of them don't answer it.
That's right. That's right. You're exactly right. I've asked that question too many times myself, and you're exactly right. And until we come to grips with that, we personally lose hope for the 2024 election. And I'm not a doom and gloomist. I believe we still need to continue to fight the good fight. I believe we need to stand for truth, whether we have others to stand with us or not. I believe we need to stand willing to risk life in defending the truth. And the only way we're going to see that possible is to have enough real Republicans, real conservatives go in. I recall hearing Congressman Bean just a few moments ago saying that multitudes of the Republicans from the districts where Joe Biden won so heavily, he used a little unique approach. He said they're different kind of Republicans. They're not as conservative as we are. In fact, I was going to ask him, would you call them rhinos? Would you call them rhinos, Republicans in name only? And that's the problem we have in the Senate. In fact, Congressman Bean said in the Senate, if this goes to a real, as I would call it, full impeachment inquiry beyond the inquiry impeachment process, if impeachment is passed in the House, it goes to the Senate. He said it's not a matter of just having 51 Democrats and 49 Republicans. He said several of those Senate Republicans still feel there's not enough evidence to convict Biden by way of impeachment. So, Derby, I'll throw it back in your court. Do you believe there's enough evidence to impeach Biden?
There is more than enough. It's been there for a long time. Let me close by saying that as I have been tracking Senator Beam when he was, you know, in the legislature, I know that he was a protege of John Thrasher. And when I was tracking Thrasher years ago, he was very much in favor of Common Core.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that Bean is going to be any much different from John Thrasher.
Well, I don't know about his position on the educational system, but quite frankly, and I'm not, trying to stand up and defend Senator Bean's position on that, because I don't know. But I do know when the Common Core fiasco came about, that Jeb Bush and his entire protege team were backing the Common Core. And I know that Common Core was a great catastrophe, not just for Florida, but for the nation. And many people, I believe, were deceived by it because of those that were standing behind the system and pushing the Common Core system. And so that's not taking up for Bean or any other senator or congressman on that subject. But I believe a lot of people were deceived by it. I was never deceived by it. I felt that it was a financial backing based on political ploy that brought it about. Those that were in a position to control what took place with the educational system in the state of Florida. And as a result of that, they made millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars off the fiasco. But Derby, thank you so much for calling in.
One more last thing.
Go right ahead.
I personally asked John Thrasher about Common Core. He was all for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I don't want to hear any second-hand stories. I Derby asked Thrasher, mm-hmm. and he gave me the wrong answer.
Yes, yes. Multitudes of them did. Wasn't just Thrasher. He stood for it, and multitudes. I could name them off on my left hand that stood for it, and it was because of M-O-N-E-Y. That's the whole bottom line, Derby. But
okay.
Thank you so much. We need to keep praying and keep asking God to intervene in this process if we hope to have a chance at a 2024 election. But Derby, thank you so much, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Our redemption's drawing nearer and nearer each and every day. But ladies and gentlemen, the point that we're making today and the question that is the bottom line for me, should Joe Biden be impeached? Not just the impeachment inquiry, but should he be fully impeached? My most humble opinion, my personal opinion, based on what I've read, based on what I've seen, based on what I've heard, based on the that we know as the general public, I believe the question is unequivocally yes, that he must be. I'm looking at a headline that says, Biden impeachment inquiry, what to know about the case? It's dated September the 13th. This article reads, Republicans of the U.S. House of Representatives have opened an impeachment inquiry into the Democratic presidential president, Joe Biden, after months of investigation of his son, Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings. And this writer says, it's by Reuters News, says they have found no evidence, not any evidence, of misconduct by Biden himself. My question is that true? That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Do you believe that to be true? I do not. Further, the article says the White House says Biden has done nothing wrong and the Republicans have no basis for an impeachment inquiry. Is that true or false? I find it to be completely, totally false. This article further says Republicans have accused Joe Biden of profiting from his son's business dealings while serving as vice president between 2009 and 2017. I believe that's exactly correct. According to the House Oversight Committee, Biden met with some of Hunter's, met with some of Hunter's business partners during this time and allowed his son to travel with him on official overseas business trips. Devon Archer, a business associate of Hunter Biden, told the committee that Hunter Biden sought to create an illusion of access to his father and put his father on the phone with the foreign associates maybe 20 different times over a period of 10 years. Republicans have pointed out an FBI document from 2020 in which an informant claims to be the head of Burisma, a Ukrainian company that included Hunter Biden on its board of directors, said it cost $5 million to pay one Biden $5 million to another Biden. In other words, $10 million, $5 million to father, $5 million to son. That's the claims coming out of some of the leadership out of the Burisma oil fiasco in the Ukraine. I believe we have Dr. Davis on the line. Pastor, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
Very good. Very good thus far. Thank God. I was wanting to hear a little bit more of what Congressman Bean had to say. He had some very interesting things to say right there, but I'm kind of like you, Dr. Youngblood. I mean, I don't know why they are, having to dig up the brakes on everything. In other words, right now, I mean, as far as this inquiry, we wasted enough time asking questions. As far as, when it's concerned Donald Trump, I mean, they wasn't holding back, on anything. I mean, they occupied all the airspace they could, on the radios and the TVs. Let's impeach Trump. Let's impeach him. Okay. I mean, I don't care what it takes to get the brakes off. If you got to beat the brakes off, I mean, like the old people used to say, let's beat the brakes off of this thing. Yeah, let's move forward with this thing.
Yes.
I mean, you have all the evidence you need, as far as, convicting this man of high crimes and misdemeanors. I mean, we wasted enough time and American money as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. I believe that we have enough evidence, enough information. But here's something that you may or may not be aware of, and our listeners may not be aware. The White House, Joe Biden's White House, has set up what they call a war room with his personal attorneys and the political attorneys to represent him. And in that war room, they have already sent out letters to every news media, basically threatening them threatening them if they say anything in the negative about Joe Biden. So they are in the position of controlling the media, controlling the news that goes out. So therefore, the people in general will not know the truth if it's based on what the media has to say. And I am vitally concerned about that. It's just like the controlling of the social media, the censorship that the courts now have said that Joe Biden had performed an illegal deed when he was controlling the social media by censoring the correct political speech as they did not want to hear. And so I'm concerned about that being a replay through the media today, because all the media, you can turn to the leftist media, they say there's no evidence that Joe Biden did not do anything wrong, et cetera, et cetera. And I believe right now the Hunter Biden indictment is just a smokescreen to distract from the reality of what Joe Biden has done and his involvement with it. By the way, for our listeners' edification, Dr. Davis just started teaching a class last evening at Conservative Theological University called Were Religions and the Cults? And you can still enroll in that class. There's up to 3 weeks for this semester that you can still enroll. Pastor, tell us briefly the high points and what you see, you have seen in your lecture just last evening, and why people need to be enrolled in that class.
Well, basically, Dr. Youngblood, I think it would be very beneficial, especially to every believer in Christ Jesus, to, you know, get all the information we can concerning cults and world religions, so that, well, you know, we can be aware that there are so many falsehoods out there that's been out there before this administration came into place, which I think they have probably sprung their roots from there. But anyway, you know, they need to be aware, you know, of the offshoots and the, you know, the ones who are imitators out there that are not real, that's causing people to live a life of shipwreck, because they only insert so much of the truth into what they're doing in order to deceive you. So it's very, very, very vital, you know, for each and every individual, every believer in Christ, to, you know, get all the information they can. Even if you can, you know, call us, you know, I'll be glad to talk with you about it, you know, concerning anything that we are doing, you know, as far as this class is concerned, to where maybe, you know, you can be informed. I mean, information is very key for us in this day and time that we are living in. I mean, if we can, the more informed we can be, the better we can avoid the blunders and mistakes that's been made that probably cannot be corrected, you know, in many, many areas. So I thank God for the opportunity and for all the students that attended on last night. As I gauged them to see how much they knew, some knew a lot about it. Some didn't know a whole lot about, you know, cults and world religion. But again, it's very important for us to get all the information that we can.
Absolutely. And I'll put this in for the benefit of those listening. You can dial 1-800-GO-BIBLE. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE. And leave your name and telephone number for someone to call you back, to see if we can schedule something for you to drop in and just be a visitor for 2 or 3 weeks in the class, to see if that's what you would feel God would want you to do, enrolling in the Bible College and University, Conservative Theological University. Dr. Davis, thank you so much for taking time to call in today. Looking forward to what God is going to do. Go ahead.
One more other thing, Dr. Youngblood, I wanted to say, you know, basically concerning this administration. I mean, I wish that they would go ahead and put all the information out there, because I can remember Congressman Bean saying that, you know, there's some things, you know, that have been discovered. There's a lot more to be, which I think they know, but they have not really put it out there to us yet. Well, we need to know that. We need to know every individual, whatever it is, any bits and pieces of information we need to know, so that we can see just how broken this administration really is and the double standards that they have. Now, again, going back to what you said earlier, you know, they're in the war room and they're trying to shut the information down from getting out there by telling all the news outlets not to publish certain things or say certain things. But when they, you know, took that same approach with Donald Trump, they said, put it out there. You know, mm-hmm. Let's expose this man for who he is, or for who we portray him, for what we want to portray him to be to the American public. He may not be all of that, you know, that they put out there. I mean, again, you know, and some people say, I've come across a lot of people that say, I hate Donald Trump, I hate him. And I have to say, you know, this from a personal standpoint, you can't hate a person unless you know them.
That's right.
So I ask them a personal question, and I say, okay, you hate him so much, I mean, when did you get a chance to know him? I mean, I've never known, you know, anyone that could hate anybody without knowing who they really are, you know, from the very first beginning. So, again, information is very vital in every area of our life as believers on today. Let's get all that we can so that we can make sure that when it comes down to casting our vote and vetting our candidates that we have to vote for, that we'll be equipped with the right information.
Absolutely. Dr. Davis, thank you so much for calling in. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9